Afters FM with Damo and Perea getting you through. That was John Mayer, Your Body is a Wonderland, and we are joined by a very special expert in Tasmania. Mr. Dylan Saville.
Welcome. Thank you for having me on your North Island.
Watching the bloody second head over here. Hello, Tasmania. There was a very special event that occurred that was on TV last night straight from Tasmania.
The One Night Stand is coming to Triple J, ABC TV and iView. Live from St Helens, Tasmania, there'll be performances from Vance Joy, Peking Duck, Middle Kids, TK Mizer, Alex the Astronaut and the Sleepyheads. Tune in to Triple J's broadcast on Saturday, September 1. Then watch the highlights Sunday, September 2 on ABC TV and iView.
And that is exactly what we did last night, watching the highlights. It was on ABC 1 and 2, comedy on ABC 2, the actual stand-up, the whole performance of those bands on ABC 1. Dylan, did you watch it, my friend?
Yeah, I actually did. I caught up all of it. I missed the last set from Peking Duck because I did have to jump into bed early. But yeah, I did spend the day on Saturday tuning in and out of it, as well as watching on my socials. Plenty of mates going down there in the northeast Tasmania, checking out all the stuff that's going on.
I can imagine. So the One Night Stand is an initiative that Triple J have been putting on for a long time now, going to a little patch of rural Australia and seeing these big bands in there just to give a bit of vibrancy and promote rural culture and music.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been going since 2004, where it started off in Victoria, and it's done a lap of Australia two times over now. This is the first time the One Night Stand has been in Tasmania, so it's been a very big deal to the community.
Awesome. So on community there, you are a big patron for the arts in Tasmania. How important is it for acts like the One Night Stand to actually come to not just Tasmania, but rural Tasmania, St. Helens?
Oh, it's amazing. So this will be, like a cultural benchmark for the community there for ages. And with such a wide selection of music that they've got on there, that sort of stuff is so inspiring for people. They had a Triple J concert in northwest Tasmania when I was a kid. And that still echoes in my memory of being such an important venue, because they don't get those concerts. Like, you can drive 3 hours to the Falls Festival, but when you get it in your own town and the spotlight is on you, it actually
makes you feel...
huge sense
United,
of pride,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm. So, there's a local band called the Sleepyheads. They opened the show. Have you heard of them before?
Yeah, absolutely. They are a Launceston band, sort of like an indie punk type band. They're really cool, really popular, and they're doing all the right things. Big in the sort of Smith Street band sort of scene. Yeah.
Does Tasmania punch above its weight live music wise? Because I know Perth does. Perth is a huge culture because there's no pokies in Perth. Bands drive the revenue over there for bars. So that's where you get Tame Impala, you get Pond, Mephileffel, things like that. Great aesthetics there. Does Tasmania both have a vibrant music culture, and is there a certain aesthetic to Tasmanian bands?
Well, that's a very interesting question. You know, my experience is most of the music sort of scene comes out of Hobart. And if you think of Melbourne, you think of sort of these clubs, and it has a rich music scene that's colder, everyone's inside writing music. Sort of turn that up a couple of notches and you get Hobart scene. It's a lot more dark, you get a lot more experimental, except the scene is very insular.
Okay.
And people sort of they sit in there. And then another very Tasmanian quality is they don't sort of like go out so much. So like, you have bands like Luca Brasi, and they're sort of like big on the Triple J scene and touring Australia, doing very successful, but there's very sort of insular bands in Hobart. They're very proud Hobartians.
I love it.
Yeah. Hobartians.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that's what they were called. Fancy.
So also last night there was the stand-up, the One Night Stand-up. First year that's happened, and that's also in St. Helens. A bunch of national comedians, one from Perth, a lot of them from Melbourne and New South Wales, coming down to St. Helens. The opener was a Tasmanian karaoke expert, which was kind of funny, a bit dinky. Would you like to have seen, though, some Tasmanian stand-up talent included there?
Yeah, I think that would have been very important for that. They actually do occasionally stand-up comedy nights in St. Helens, but what I know from the northern Tasmanian scene is that there is a very tight community there too, and they just need more external exposure. So when something like that comes to town, it really needs to be embraced. And the fact that they got a local guy to go up and do a thing was like amazing, and what an amazing experience for him. But I saw it as such a good chance to involve the stand-up community of northeast Tasmania and just like shine a light on that. Yeah,
completely. Dill, thank you so much, our resident expert in
Thanks,
Tasmania.
Dill.
Thank you for coming on.
Cheers. Thank you for talking about my little island.